The host of God's Word is teaching us that we should resist temptation. Jesus prayed for his disciples and told them in Matthew 26 at verse 41, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Temptations deal with the flesh and deal with us overcoming our spiritual way of life by way of following the devil's admonitions. Notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 how we can overcome wicked imaginations and those things that exalt themselves against God. We can be people who trust in the Lord and obeying His righteousness and right way of conduct. Notice back in Psalms 36 verses 1 through 4 how the individual who does not have God as a respect before his eyes, he has no fear of God before his eyes, can have a fear of God once upon recognizing the great love of God and the great friendship of God for his life, as you read in Psalm 36, verses 5 through 9. Let us be people who love the Lord enough that his guidance in our lives is sufficient to see that we are to be people who are honest and pure in heart, dependable, cooperative with others, loving and kind, peaceful and gentle as we go about teaching others the gospel of Christ. Notice 2 Timothy 2, verses 24 and following. Notice that we're to be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, and in meekness instruct those who oppose themselves. With such a spirit as this, surely others will be led to the Lord as we reach out to them. Have you considered the examples of conversion in the New Testament of your Bible? Have you considered the example of people hearing the gospel of Christ in Acts chapter 2? And in verse 38, believers are told to repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins. Those who've been baptized into Christ in Acts chapter 8 that went back into sin and wanted to buy the power of the apostleship and his heart was not right with God was told to repent and pray God's forgiveness, Acts 8 verse 22. We can be people who are made right with the Lord from day to day as we serve Him faithfully. We can confess our sins and He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verse 9. Notice these people are special people. They're in the fellowship with the Father and the Son. 1 John 1 verses 2 through 4. And so in fellowship with the Father and the Son, a baptized believer, one who falls into sin and wrongdoing can confess that wrongdoing and find that the forgiveness of the Lord is there and he can be cleansed from all unrighteousness. What about your life? Is that not a great peaceful reward for you even today?